the 200,000 from Busasa. Those are the two, so we are briefing us on those ones. And then honorable members, they will also quickly brief us once we have dispensed with the two. They will quickly brief us on the remuneration of magistrates. The president has made a certain determination that needs to be approved as soon as possible by the National Assembly. So they will just take us through that so that we can be able to prepare a report as quick as possible. Over to you,
Chairperson, just before they come in, you have just read the objective why we've called them to be here. And I want to follow you. Just don't have it in front of me, but you've raised the issue about us hearing from the Magistrate Commission and that unit in particular about the systematic. If you could repeat that, because what we have in front of us, they are presenting two specific cases. It is not dealing with the systemic problems. When are we going to get that? Because what we're going to be told is Naya and Maybeck. There's something else which was supposed to have been done according to what you've just read. And that, for me, is the critical challenge, because if we don't hear that, next week we'll get Van Rooyen and somebody else without understanding why Van Rooyen today and why Kaleka the next day. That is missing. And it's clear that it's not going to be presented here.
Honorable Chancha, I think you are correct. Let's say for today we are dealing with Magistrate Ne and Magistrate Maybeck. We are expecting to have a dedicated day and time to deal with the systematic problems in the Magistrates Commission. So, Honorable Breitenbach.
Thank you. Could I have a document that refers to Maybeck, please? I don't have one.
Going to be circulated. I thought that they were circulated yesterday, but you will get it, Honorable Breitenbach. Thank you very much. With respect to Honorable Janji, I think you are correct. We are just going to be focusing on the two magistrates, and we will request you, we will invite you again to deal with the systematic issues with relations to the Magistrate Commission.
Good morning, Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Members. Might I just be permitted to start and indicate that, yes, we are going to brief you in relation to two matters, Ms. Ide Maybeck and Ms. Desmond Naya. But might I also just pause to mention that on the draft agenda it was indicated that we would be required to address you relating to delays in carrying out disciplinary actions and misconduct hearings. And to that extent, I'd like to perhaps maybe give Honourable Chairperson the comfort that we are in a position to be able to brief you in respect of that. However, I have observed that the order of business is quite strenuous for you today. And if you do require us then to come, be invited again and to address you specifically in respect of that specific aspect, we will have no aversion to come and address you in that regard. And perhaps then I might be permitted, before we in fact come back again, we will disseminate the document that we have with us for the attention of the honorable members so that they can peruse the document and we can have a fruitful discussion on the next occasion. So I do have the document here, but I'll make the copy and I'll have it disseminated for the next occasion.
I think this is what has created problems, because we only have the disciplinary in fact, the case relating to Ms. Mayberg and to the letter of suspension with regards to Mr. Mayer, but we don't have the document you have. I think that is this is what has sparked the reaction of Honorable Janji.
Chairperson, I'm in the hands of the committee and yourself. If you want me to briefly just go through some of the systematic challenges to alert you to them, I'm more than happy to do it in the course of this particular briefing.
No, Chair, I think the Mr. Advocate? Advocate Musa has already been directed by yourself with our intervention. Whatever he has brought with him, we don't have. And the way we operate is not optional. Even if we're going to call him next week, we want those documents well in advance, not to be given in a meeting, because we must apply our minds. So I thought that what you're saying now, he must just zoom straight into those two cases. If the documents that he can leave today, he can leave. If in the next week or two, the chairperson calls them back. So that what the delays and other things are part of the systematic issues that we're raising. So we should not cherry pick on them. We want time with you to confess on those issues. But today, because of pressure, we might have to dispense off the two issues, but come back and deal with the real issues.
Especially that we did not have the document. The two documents that we have, you can see we read that those two documents. We are well aware of what is happening. So we will invite you again to deal with those ones specifically, especially those systematic challenges, but we'll deal with the two issues at hand, of which we have been, in fact, they have been circulated, so we are quite aware we have read them, but you can just speak to the two suspensions.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, duly noted. The first matter that I'd like to perhaps deal with is Ms. I. Mayberg, the additional magistrate of Johannesburg. This is a matter where Mrs. Mayberg was appointed by the minister as a magistrate with effect from the 1st of November 2015. And before I get into the merits of the matter, I just perhaps maybe for purposes of good order, just refresh the memory of the honorable members regarding the legislative requirements in respect of this particular matter. What the Magistrates Commission is requiring of this honorable committee today is for a resolution not to restore Ms. I. Mayberg to office. So in terms of Section 13, Subsection 4A of the Magistrates Act 90 of 1993, the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services must suspend a magistrate from office if the Magistrates Commission recommends that the magistrate be removed from office inter alia on account of ill health, or if the magistrate is provisionally suspended from office to confirm the suspension. A report in which the suspension and the reasons thereof are made known must be tabled in Parliament by the Minister within 14 days of such suspension, if Parliament is then in session, or if Parliament is then not in session, within 14 days after the commencement of his next ensuing session. And to that extent, Honorable Chairperson and members, I'm given to understand that this report was tabled before Parliament on the 26th of November 2019 by the Honorable Minister. And Section 13 then goes further and indicates that Parliament must then, as soon as it's reasonable possible, pass a resolution as to whether or not to restore the magistrate to his or her office so suspended is recommended. And that is what we are here for today, to respectfully request this committee not to restore Ms. I. Mayberg to office on the basis of the fact that her continued ill health is making it such that she's not able to continue her office as a magistrate. To that extent, might I be permitted just to draw your attention to the history of this particular matter. And as at 14th of March 2018, the statistics showed that Ms. Myberg was employed for a total of 851 calendar days. And of those 851 calendar days, she was absent from duty for 651 calendar days, almost 76% of the time that she should have been working as a magistrate. The additional challenge that we've had is the fact that during this period of time, Ms. Myberg still remains on probation as a magistrate. And the reason for that simply is because of the lengthy absence from work. There has been no proper report in respect of her judicial functions as a magistrate. And in terms of our submissions to the Honorable Committee today, that it's two-pronged. The first one is that Ms. Myberg has not performed her duty as a magistrate from the date of her appointment. Two, she remains on probation through all this particular time. Three, I direct your attention to the comments of her medical practitioner, Dr. Colin, who reported that the bipolar disorder which she suffers from is a biologically inherited condition. As her father was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and it's completely a biological condition and not psychologically mediated. His findings, which have guided us in respect of this particular matter, is that this particular magistrate is severely impaired and completely unable to function in any professional context. What we have noted and what Dr. Colin in a very open manner has indicated to the Magistrates Commission is that with every passing month of treatment, her prognosis is getting progressively worse and the chances of recovery are very, very difficult. He found Ms. Myberg unable to return to work. The difficulty as to why this particular matter took time in which to deal with is the first time that the Magistrates Commission became privy to this particular difficulty that the office in Johannesburg had was on the 13th of October 2017. Mr. Mashile then informed the Magistrates Commission that shortly after this particular magistrate was appointed to the bench, she went off sick. And you will observe, Honorable Members, from the pack that you have and the annexes that have been provided to you, that in 2018 she has not presided at all. In 2016, the bulk of the year, she was never at work. She comes in for very short bouts of work, and then she's continually away. The other challenge that we have, Honorable Members, is we've got a magistrate here who has not rendered any form of meaningful service to the judiciary from 2015 and who is being fully remunerated on a monthly basis. That is an absolute negative to the fiscus. It's highly problematic, and we are of the respectful submission that this particular committee take a robust approach, and the only appropriate thing to do in these circumstances is not to restore Ms. Myberg to office. You will find, Honorable Members, that the delay we've had also is as a result of there being a legal representative and advocate who indicates that he's a family friend and who has been interacting on behalf of Ms. Myberg. We have on numerous occasions attempted to contact Ms. Myberg. She's never responded to correspondences. We only but just get some form of correspondence from her legal representative, Advocate Bortha. So the challenge and the difficulty we have is that there's no meaningful way that Ms. Myberg is ever going to return to office. She's still on probation. And there's no legitimate reason that the Magistrates Commission can find, and accordingly pleads to you, Honorable Members, that Ms. Myberg simply not be restored to office. She has, I think, very cleverly used the system, because during the course of this particular interaction with Ms. Myberg and or her legal representative, we have given her the opportunity to resign. And we've been told that she will not resign because she's receiving an added benefit from the Professional Providence Society. So she's receiving a full salary every month. And in addition thereto, for as long as she remains in office as a magistrate, she's getting a benefit from the PPS in equivalent to her entire salary for the month. So if I may then just for purposes of good order just break it down, let's say for example if she was getting net take-home pay, I'm just using an example of 40,000 rand a month, she would then essentially sitting at home be benefiting in the amount of 80,000 rand each and every single month. Honorable members, I respectfully ask, can we allow this situation to continue? It is dire, and the clarion call in this particular matter simply is that Ms. I. Myberg not be restored to office. She cannot function. Medically, we have it now by her medical practitioner that she's unable to continue to render service, and accordingly, we would respectfully request that she not be restored to office.
Thank you very much, sir. That is the request. I note the following members, Honorable Mohammed, Honorable Jale, Honorable Janji, in that order. Honorable Mohammed.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm worried about this matter. I hear what the Magistrates Commission is saying. I can't help but to feel that in order to delay in this matter procedurally, the Commission could have done far, far better. Start off with, maybe you want to elaborate also on, you know, maybe indicate why I say so, but let me just start off by, you didn't mention this, I see in paragraph 3.17 that the department overpaid her to crown it all, besides her clearly not being at service at all to the public, to the courts, almost 450,000 rand overpayment. And she's been given a chance, being at home or wherever she is receiving treatment of the sickness she has, a full salary, and only 10,000 rand has been deducted for magistrate's salary, which I feel is hopelessly too little, with all respect. Then, Chair, coming to this inordinate delay, I just want to check whether you're asking for we must determine to withhold a remuneration in terms of 13.4A with effect from the date of which the minister suspends her. Now, and then that she be suspended for the office. I mean, yeah, I suppose that's almost automatic because I'm not sure this procedure, is it required in terms of inquiry, number one. Number two, she's in any way not there. So the effect of the suspension probably is the same. But that I'm not saying we're not supporting it. I'm just pointing out the ratio is almost nonsensical, if I can use that strong word, unless you say it's procedurally required in terms of the discipline which you're following now. If you look at this record, clearly, if someone is represented by a legal representative, that doesn't mean we don't have to investigate. Yes, you correspond to the representative. If the representative is not non-responsive, you go to the next mouth. We know that. You know that. It seems to me the Magistrates Commission has been over cautious in this matter, unless you advise us differently. From this report you've given here, I, from the world I come from, this would never happen. I can just tell you, I'm surprised by this process. We don't want 2014, there's a probation period of the 6 months, number one, there's that report from the magistrate. Number two, you then, some of the commission gets, I'm not saying you personally, the commission then wakes up and then said, okay, let's start the process here. Then find the advocate in the midst who's not on or off for that matter. And so you want to picture where this 3 years or 4 years went is exactly in that. And I feel how many other matters, that's actually the point I'm going to come to. How many other matters, because this is bringing the independence of the judiciary in disrepute. The inactiveness of the commission makes it worse. And the image of the judiciary, and particularly our courts, people are watching this story. They say, look at this. They can't even discipline their own. How do they want to adjudicate and dispense justice without fear of favor? That's my concern, Che. I can go in detail if they need more. Thanks.
So your firm suggestion is?
Yeah, no. We support the proposals, but we need to get the Magistrate Commission to answer how did we get here. That's the point. You see, it's, what they request is not a problem. The problem is how did we get to this in the first place? You can't be innocent around that, especially the Magistrate Commission as well.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think when I was reading this report, Chairperson, I think the first issue that you started with, that was something that was in my mind, that the commission indeed, they must come back and just give us about the systematic way of dealing with such issues like my Honorable mentioned earlier. I was asking myself so many questions. To me, this Miss Maybeck never existed in our system, in our department. Because she did not even finish her probation. It was only on paper. From what I'm reading, maybe you'll correct me. Because if when I was reading this, it was like she was there for a month after employment and she disappeared. Yes, we are not insensitive when it comes to the issue of people getting sick at work. But this situation is beyond. It has some mischievous elements within. Because when I was reading this report, I also discovered that there are some points where they even together with a friend, advocate friend, they miss some deadlines. They showed some disrespect in the whole process. So in short, Chairperson, without wasting your time, I think I support that. But my only issue also that I wanted to find out is that this suspension or that removal, are we going to pay her some benefit? Because she didn't do anything anyway. She can't get even anything out of the system if we have some proof that we can qualify that. Because to me, indeed, she just benefited for the last 4 years without doing her work, we are setting a wrong precedence. Everybody, I think I agree with my Honorable here, if we are going to do things that are going to or give her an exit, that like we are thanking you for what you have done, I think we're going to experience future problems. So she must just go in peace and leave the department alone. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Janji.
Chair, thank you very much, Chair. Maybe to, as a disclaimer, or to put things in front, myself and Honorable Horn are members of the Magistrate Commission, which is made up of four sections, four committees. There's one committee called the Ethics Committee that is here today, where members of parliament don't participate. And when a report comes to the commission, we recuse ourselves. because we're the final arbiter. Things come here. So when we raise things here, we're seeing them for the first time, so that the matter is clear. Now, my starting point here, just as a matter of clarity, your report, the minister in his signature, is suspending MIBEC. It's suspending MIBEC. And you're asking us to restore MIBEC. I don't understand that. That's what it's here. Just that's why I'm saying give us clarity. Because in this report, the minister is not removing MIBEC. We've got it very clear in detail. So I want that assistance. So we don't assume things. That's what it says in the last page. That Ms. MIBEC is suspended in writing. And your point you're making is that your request, so that when you go to Parliament, ours is not to restore her. So I just want that, because it can be vague. I would have expected a report from the Commission and signed by the Minister to say, on this basis, she's being removed. And our job is to whether we restore her or not. So I thought I must start there. And that must be explained, and if it is explained, it means, even in writing, it must mean what you are saying, not what is here. Otherwise, you are moving from a wrong premise, legally, and in terms of, if these matters go to court, procedurally, we don't know. I see, I know that. Let me leave that chair.
Yes, Honorable.
And go to the next.
Yes, I think before you proceed to your next point, I think it's your point is valid. I think it's important that they respond before we proceed.
Okay. Honorable Chair, honorable members, the Commission recommends removal from office based on a report or an investigation which was conducted. And in this case, Regulation 29 investigation was conducted. That's in terms of continued ill health, and it was recommended that Ms. Maybrook be removed from office. Subsequently, the Commission advised the Minister in terms of the Act and recommended that she be removed from office and for the Minister to table a report in Parliament. This is the report which is in front of you. Parliament must, in terms of the Act, pass a resolution. So the Minister suspends, on the recommendation of the Minister, of the Commission, the Minister must suspend in terms of the Act. Or if the particular magistrate is provisionally suspended from office, confirm the suspension. Now, in this regard, she was not provisionally suspended, so the Minister had to suspend her. And he did. He suspended her. And it's now for Parliament to consider either to restore or not to restore her to office. She's already been suspended, but it's for Parliament to pass that resolution. And then, thereafter, only thereafter, in terms of the Act, if Parliament has passed the resolution not to restore, then the Minister must remove the magistrate from office. That's in terms of the Act. That's in terms of the Act.
Still on the floor, but I can
you can give the knowledge you found, but I don't okay.
Yeah, Chair, maybe I can clarify it. The Minister, in terms of the Act, has pointed out suspense. Are you saying you're coming here now, that suspension must still be confirmed by Parliament? The suspension. Is that what you're saying? If that's so, that's how I understood it. In the case earlier when I raised it. It's the same like the president with the Jiba suspended or dismissed. In that case, Parliament still had to confirm the removal or reject it. And I think Honorable Jank is asking exactly that question to clarify. Maybe you're not clear on it the way you explain now, because then you go on and talk about a dismissal process, which is a second process. Or is this, the words here says, I've now suspended Ms. Meiberg. This report is required in terms of 13(4)(b) of the Mass Commission Act. It is submitted for Parliament for consideration. The report is to be considered. Is that what you're saying? You may want to clarify that, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, the Minister must, in terms of Section 13(4)(a)(1) or 2, if the Commission recommends removal from office, either on grounds of misconduct or on the grounds of continued ill health or whatever the case may be, incapacity, then the Minister must suspend that magistrate from office, which he did. So Ms. Meiberg has now been suspended, but it must still pass Parliament, and Parliament must pass a resolution either to restore or not to restore Ms. Meiberg to office. And this is to be done. So you need to make a recommendation, if you do approve, that Parliament, that the National Assembly does not restore her to office. It's a recommendation not to restore her to office. Once that has been done, then the Minister must remove her from office by way of a letter.
Can I continue, Chair, and just do this? Unless your report signed by the minister is not complete, we then have to say that, because we are responding to what is in front of us. We are not second guessing, assuming, because you correctly saying the report submitted to the minister recommended removal. That's the point you're making. No. You have not. The chair will give you. This is my first point that I still want to go to, but I thought we need to start here. And I'm not sure in the past, Honourable Swart and on and others who were here, whether you would restore just on the basis of what is in this report, on the basis of a suspension. But suspension is not removal. Can you just get that clear? Suspension is not removal. And therefore, we can't restore when somebody has not been removed from office. I thought that was a very elementary thing. Unless you are saying, in this context, suspension means removal. Unless this is the point that is being made. And then we'll help, therefore, in that regard, those of us who are new, and then we'll proceed from that basis. It really should not be a difficult thing to really get through.
Honorable Swart, you are noted. Honorable Dennis Breitenbach, you are noted. Honorable Horn, oh, you are not.
If I'm
not. That's why I say you are noted. Can you, in a very simple way, clarify us? Are you requesting us to remove, or are you requesting us to confirm suspension?
Sorry, Chair, before you ask that question, and I don't mean to jump the queue, but may I make a suggestion?
Attached to the suspension of Mr. Nair is the Act. And the relevant section is on page 10 of 18, so the last page of that bundle. And the section that we're talking about here is section 4A, B, C, and D. And I think if the members take a moment to read the Act, it will clear up a lot of the confusion. As in all Acts, the wording is not necessarily as succinct as it could be. But it does set out the legal position, particularly 4C. And if the members read 4C carefully and follow that, I think this process will become clear.
Yes, we will go to the Act. In the meantime, can you answer?
Thank you, Chair. Actually the suspension and the removal. If you read the Act, the Commission recommends removal, then the Minister must suspend, and Parliament must pass a resolution not to restore. But the recommendation of the Commission is still removal from office. So it may be confusing, but suspension is actually removal. But removal only can be done after Parliament passed a resolution. Thereafter, the minister must, in terms of the Act, remove that particular magistrate from office. If you read the Act, Chairperson, if I may, Section 13.4 says, if the Commission recommends that a magistrate be removed from office on the ground of misconduct, on the ground of continued ill health, which is the case here, or on account of incapacity, the minister must suspend that magistrate from office. And then table a report in terms of Section B. Subsection C, Parliament must, as soon as reasonable possible, pass a resolution as to whether or not to restore to his or her office of a magistrate so suspended is recommended. And then, after a resolution has been passed by Parliament, as contemplated in paragraph C, the minister shall restore the magistrate concerned. That's what I've been asked. And then remove him or her from office. So the Act is clear in that regard, but it is confusing whether you talk about suspension and removal. I hope it clarifies, Chairperson.
Okay, before we come back to you, Honourable Swart, you're still on the floor.
I'm covered, Chair. I was going to say the wording of the Act has been followed, and it might not be very clear, but I think that's what we've lived with. Okay.
Yeah. We are asked, I think you are asking us to remove.
Not to restore, yes.
So, that will be removal.
In the interest of time, you know, it's because thank you, Honourable Breitenbach, for pointing that. But it means because also for Naya, there's a suspension. Provisional suspension. So I think there's a lot of work that we would need to do ourselves to clean that Act. We can't operate like this. For the fact that it was left like that for so many years, it's just beyond me. Because we shouldn't be second-guessing anything that comes into Parliament. My second point, Chair, that was only my first point. My second point, it's well and good in your report at the end to raise the accumulated days, the 76% absence. But I don't want to start there. I again, Chair, as I did last week, want to raise the issue of the omission and commission. Because the commission here relates to my bank. But there's somebody who did not do anything. And I want to detail that because in 2015, having been appointed in November, in December, Maybeck was absent for 21 days. That's 2015. The next year, 2016, Maybeck was absent for 7 months plus. In fact, you have a report which I don't appreciate. I don't appreciate any report that is less factual. You are saying here, except a few days in September and December. I don't accept that. You're supposed to be factual. You're either absent or present. You know what days in September that this person was absent. You can't say except a few days. What does few days mean? That detail has got to go in. And it could take you to 8 to 9 months of absence of this person in 2016. Who did not do what? I'm putting my deck aside. Somebody must take responsibility for this, for not acting. And so you can go to the next year, 2017. Because I'm raising this because for each year, 7 months or 8 months in 2016, she was not there in a post, in a court, and top of service delivery. You go to 2017. In 2017, she was 14 days present the whole year. So who did not do what? And this report, and maybe it's coming. We're not told about those kind of things. We're not only now having to act on the one who committed this, which is my bag in this. So I'm really concerned because it does say something about, and somebody has raised that question, and maybe my bag is not the only one. Tomorrow we're going to get somebody else, because there is no follow through, there's no action, there's nobody taking responsibility for each and every, and it means you're going to bring things to us after effect all the time. So I'm this is where my interest is, Chair. I'm really interested in that, and you've helped us by detailing the days and so on. But on page 3.8, on May 2018, Mrs. Lova, the Chief Magistrate, directed a letter to the Commission. It's either the Commission did not do, so we're dealing with a matter arising here, 6 months or 8 months into the life of this new committee. Where this thing was held, Honorable Hicham Mohammed, I think, was raising that issue. Who did not do what? And we want to dig deeper into that and not just deal with what you're putting in front of us, which is easy to do. We want to go deep, and if we, those who are responsible, have got to, there must be consequences of not acting on such things. So those are the points I wanted to raise there.
Honorable members, if I suggest that the last issues that Honorable Janja raised be dealt with when we deal with all the systematic issues that affect the running of the commission, and when we deal with that report, and then we deal with all of those issues, will that be in order? Good. No, that is agreed to. Now, what is before us is to confirm whether she be restored or removed. That is what is before the honourable members.
Sorry, Chair, just for the wording of the act, is if this committee must, if it passes the resolution, it recommends to the NA not to restore her to office.
Yeah.
That's the wording in terms of the act.
Yes. No, I think by the time it reaches the NA, it will be in a proper wording. But to get a decision, it must be in the manner in which we understand it. But when it reaches the NA, it will be a proper wording would, proper formulation would be dealt with. So do we support the restoration of Ms. Mayberg? I think Honorable Hicham said no, if I understood you well.
Yeah, Chair, I said that we do not support the restoration of Ms. Mayberg.
Yes. Is there any contrary view? Yes, and then there was a second. Yes. Thanks, Honorable Jelle. So there was a second. Is there any contrary view?
No, it's not a contrary view. It's just so that it doesn't get forgotten, get to be parked as part of our legislation package. This thing must be cleaned.
Yes.
And we can't operate like this.
No, I think we will deal with that one as part of our bills that would need to be cleaned up. So unanimously we agree that she must not be restored. Okay. Can we go to the second one?
Honourable Chair, the second matter that we want to brief you on is the matter of the Chief Magistrate, Mr. Desmond Naya of Pretoria. The purpose of the briefing today in respect of Mr. Desmond Naya is to ask the Honourable Committee to confirm the provisional suspension of Mr. Desmond Naya. You will recall and remember last week the Honourable Minister provisionally suspended Mr. Desmond Nair from office, and in terms of the Act, the Parliament must then confirm that provisional suspension. I'm not certain, Honourable Chair, whether I should go into the, or just perhaps maybe just briefly, just to refresh the memory of the Honourable Members relating to this particular matter and the veracity of the allegations. You will remember, Honourable Members, that Mr. LaRue at the Estate Capture Commission made the allegations against Mr. Desmond Nair that he had benefited to the amount of 200,000 rand in respect of a security upgrade at his private residence at no cost to him. I want to give you the comfort that the moment the Magistrates Commission became privy to these allegations made at the Commission on the 30th of January 2019, immediately thereafter, on the 1st of February 2019, the Ethics Committee, during the course of its meeting, deliberated and dealt with this matter and proceeded to order to resolve that a Regulation 26(1) investigation be conducted. Due to the high-level nature of the allegations, or the high-level nature of the matter, because it was in the public domain, the Commission were of the view that this matter needed to be dealt with extremely speedily and that the matter needed to be dealt with accordingly. So we appointed two investigators, not only one. One was one of the investigators is the retired Judge Pretorius, and the other is the Regional Court President Northwest, that investigated the allegations. At all material times, it was always the desire of the Magistrates Commission to deal with this matter extremely expeditiously. However, during the course of this particular matter, the delays were caused by, during the investigation, by the witnesses not making themselves available to be interviewed. Once that process got underway, thereafter Mr. Desmond Nair then raised numerous matters. He changed, I think, legal representatives almost, I think, three or four in between. And currently, as we speak, he's now, we've been informed, represented by the PSA, the Public Service Association. The allegations against the Chief Magistrate are serious. The one aspect that, during the course of the investigation, the version that was given by Mr. Desmond Nair was the fact that he had entered into a private agreement with one of the gentlemen from Bosasa, Mr. Dude Spedju, and paid him an amount of 50,000 rand for the security upgrade. During the course of the investigation, Mr. Dude Spedju then deposed to an affidavit wherein he does not confirm the ipse dixit of Mr. Nair in that regard. So, currently, the position very simply is that the allegations are of such a serious nature that it makes it unsuitable for Mr. Nair to remain in office pending the outcome of the misconduct inquiry, and therefore the Magistrates Commission then recommended that he be provisionally suspended from office. To that extent, I also want to just indicate to you, Honourable Members, that Mr. Desmond Nair was the chairperson of the Chief Magistrates Forum. He stepped down from that particular position and has been replaced, as well as when the allegations surfaced and came out into the public domain. At that time, he was a member of the Magistrates Commission. He indicated to the Secretary of the Magistrates Commission that pending the outcome of the misconduct inquiry, he will relinquish his position, or he will be on a back burner from the Commission. And one of the reasons that the Magistrates Commission, in fact, proceeded quite expeditiously in this matter was because it must not be seen in the public domain that, one, that the judiciary, we take time to act against our own; two, that the Magistrates Commission actually protects one of its own.
We immediately proceeded. We did every single thing possible within our power to ensure that we expedited this particular matter. But it was circumstances beyond our control from during the course of last year that took time. And in fact, we made the recommendation to the minister's office during, I think, October, November last year, 2019. And I'm informed that the minister was unable to table that particular report because Parliament was not sitting, hence the suspension of Mr. Nair only got dealt with at the beginning of this year. So in the circumstances, what the Magistrates Commission is asking in this particular matter, again, I refer you to the Act. And in terms of the Act, all we are asking Parliament is to confirm the provisional suspension from office of Mr. Desmond Nair, the Chief Magistrate of Pretoria, pending the outcome of the misconduct or disciplinary inquiry against him.
This one is much clearer. Honorable members, I must note hands. Honorable Hisham, Honorable Noma Temba, Honorable Jele, Honorable Mufuke, sorry, Honorable Janji, in that order.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. We're dealing here with 13.3b, okay, which is a provisional suspension. It has been asked. I support that, Chair, because it will be pending the outcome of the investigation, whereafter there will be another submission once the NA confirms the provisional suspension is requested. It's quite straightforward. The station will probably have an opportunity to engage when they come back with the result of the investigation. Thanks.
Thank you. Honorable Jale.
Thank you, Chairperson. In short, I would say I support that, and I also, in addition, Chairperson, I think this is a correct move towards the right direction. I think this is going to set a precedent that even those who are not yet, as yet identified, should be dealt this way so that we are seen to be fair to everybody. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mufuke.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with the colleagues that we support the suspension, but I'm hoping that we are not going to take long in dealing with this matter. It should be less than 6 months that we are done, because we've been talking about this long before actually the suspension, a year or almost 6 months ago. So I'm wishing that we deal with it and it's over us. Thank you.
Honorable Chanje.
No, Chair, I want to support the entire contingent of the African National Congress in supporting because I can see the trend. We there's some quietness here. We supported this provisional suspension. And then my second point, Chair, we're not told even the status, the progress. Where is this thing now? At what level is this? But my last point, Chair, is a small one but yet important. On page, this one does not have a page. There's a confusion of two dates. There's a date of 12th November 2019, which seems to be the correct one, and then it gets to be confused with a date of the 12th of December 2019 in the same document. And I want to point to, just that I don't have the page, so that we're just being cleared whether this is a misprint or what. It's paragraph 3.3, which says, and in the interest of the image of the judiciary, the Commission's Executive Committee at its meeting held on 12 December 2019, as opposed to 12 November 2019. There was a matter against to be tabled on the 29th of November and so on, and yet you've got the 12th of December. Can that be corrected? Because it doesn't look to be correct.
Thank you. I think you are agreeing with the necessary corrections. Honorable Swart?
No, Chair, just to make sure there's no indication of any silence on this issue, the ACDP also supports the proposal. Thank you very much.
Good to hear that.
Okay, Honorable Swart, on behalf of the ACDP supports. So, Honorable Members, for the two reports, tomorrow, before we proceed to receive a briefing by the National Director of Public Prosecution, we will first adopt these two reports, because there has to be a report, and that report will have to go to the House. So tomorrow we will adopt the reports on the two magistrates so that that report can go to the House. Honorable Breitenbach.
Thank you. I just want to point out to the Honorable Janki that when one has nothing to add to the conversation, it's best to keep quiet. And if you have something to say against the flow of the conversation, then you'll say it. If you're agreeing, there's no need for everybody to stick their little hand in the air and say, we covered, but, and then say the same thing over and over again. So we support the recommendation, but it's not necessary for us all to say so.
Very much. I think I must be given an extra salary of looking after Honorable Janji and Honorable Breitenbach. No, thank you very much. Honorable Members, so we will adopt the two reports tomorrow, formally, and then before, there is also this report on the remuneration of magistrates, which we thought that they can give us a quick briefing today, just to give us a quick briefing. We are required to approve or not to approve the salary increases for magistrates, which are between 2.8 and 4.5%, as determined by the president. Over to you, sir.
Sorry, Honourable Chair. Might I just on the last point made by Honourable Member Janji, I didn't traverse where the matter was in terms of Mr. Desmond Knight, but perhaps might I just be permitted just to give comfort to the Honourable Members. You will remember that Mr. Desmond Knight was only provisionally suspended last week. So thereon, what we have decided as the Magistrates Commission, we are proceeding to appoint a presiding officer, an officer to lead evidence, and we're hoping to get this process underway as soon as possible, in fact to start by the end of this particular month. We duly take cognizance and the concerns raised by the committee regarding delays in particular matters, and we're doing every single thing possible to make sure we finalize it. And we're going to try our level best to see that this matter gets dealt with as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. And then can you take us through the annual increases?
Honourable Chairperson, this document we've just disseminated to the Honourable Member a few moments ago. Might we just perhaps maybe respectfully request just a very short adjournment, say for about 3 or 4 minutes, so that myself and Mr. Mayor can just have a quick discussion before we brief you.
You are conversant with the document. If you are not, then it will stand over. Because if you are not conversant and you are not conversant, then it will stand over. We will go, as you are busy thinking about what to say, we will deal with the report the two reports on the extradition treaties between South Africa and Bangladesh. Can I read the draft report? It's just a paragraph, honourable members, so that we can apply ourselves. A report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services on the agreement between the Government of the Republic of South Africa and the Government of the People's Republic of Bangladesh on the mutual legal assistance in criminal matters, signed on the 1st October 2020, tabled in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution of 1996, dated 3 March 2020. The Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, having considered the request that Parliament approves the ratification of the mutual legal assistance in criminal matters treaty between the Government of the Republic of South Africa and the Government of the People's Republic of Bangladesh, recommends that the National Assembly approves the ratification of the treaty in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa of 1996. That is the report on the mutual legal assistance. Do we agree that the report be adopted, members? Honourable Peterbach?
We have in principle no objection, but we need to take it to our caucus. We have in principle no objection, but we need to take it to our caucus.
Okay. DA will take it to their caucus. Other parties?
No objection, Chair.
No objection? No, by ACTP?
The African National Congress, of course, rises in supporting of this report, Chair, as we are determined to fight the crime, but also international crime in particular. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The report is agreed to. We will hear from Honourable Breitenbach as to what the decision of their party is, but by majority the report is adopted. The second report, the report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services on the extradition treaty between the Government of the Republic of South Africa and the Government of the People's Republic of Bangladesh, signed on the 1st October 2019, tabled in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution 1996, dated 3 March 2020. The Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, having considered the request that Parliament approves the ratification of the extradition treaty between the Government of the Republic of South Africa and the Government of the People's Republic of Bangladesh, recommends that the National Assembly approves the ratification of the treaty in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution of 1996. Parties? Honourable Breitenbach?
We have in principle no objection, but we need to take it to our caucus.
Okay. Honourable Mohammed?
Yeah. No, Chair, we support this extradition treaty, which is very much required and long overdue. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honourable Swart?
Support, Chair, from our side. Thank you.
I think the report is agreed to. We will also await the report, in fact, the position of the DA from their caucus. But by majority, we have agreed to adopt the report. Honourable Tafene, in your absence, we have agreed to adopt the report on the extradition treaty between South Africa and Bangladesh and mutual legal assistance between South Africa and Bangladesh. It has been agreed to. Thank you very much. Honorable President,
thank you. Please, can we just limit the discussion of these two things in the House to a declaration and not a debate? Thank you.
I think that will be the most progressive suggestion. Just a report by the chair, I think that just a report by the chair would be much than
even better.
Even better. No. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's very progressive. Honourable members, I'm advised that it would be proper that the issues relating to magistrate increases be dealt with by the department or the ministry, which means we'll deal with that matter tomorrow, possibly.
Yeah. No, Chair, that's fine. I just want to check when will this matter go to the salaries recommended by the president who wrote to the assembly, to the speaker. When will it go to the House? This week, still?
Yes, so that you attend at least one thing.
No, I think it will go on Tuesday. If we deal with it tomorrow, it will go on Tuesday. Yes, next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's key because we need to discuss this very urgently. Thanks.
Because unless we have a delegated person from the ministry to deal with it now, if no, we would not deal with it. Because there has to be a proper briefing. It's one of the powers that the House must not take it lightly. We have to follow proper procedures. So we will deal with it tomorrow. Honorable members, thank you very much. The House is adjourned. But we will prioritize also this issue of the systemic problems within the Magistrates Commission to get a briefing as a committee. We will be in touch with you, but we hope to see you very soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thank you, Committee.